So the closing minutes of the game, it's 18-8 to Wigan. And with Lee in Dubai, here at the bar, he's got a stellar and a half to go. Lee, sum it up for us, mate.
I just think they've played the game better than us. We've played the occasion. We've tried to play flamboyant rugby. It hasn't worked. They've won the arm wrestle, and they've been better. We've panicked.
Maha Aban, from What Would Brian Bevan Say? Yes, I'm Rob London, and with me currently here in Dubai, where are my two Arabic podcasters? Firstly, a man with a camel's hump of statistics and a souk full of caveats. Yes, it's Sheikh Sam Sankey.
Hello, hello, hello.
And also, with his camel's toe stretched up between his sagging old bull bags, no, don't worry everyone, that's not a tackle bags on the horizon. It's just a mirage. Why? It's Sultan Dennis Waywell.
All right.
How are we, boys? Who's looking the worst for wear? Let me have a look. I mean, Sam, look at, you can tell Sam drove, can't you? My goodness.
Yeah. Look at that. Look at him.
But he's got a bit of hay fever, I understand. So there might be a bit of on this pot.
Yeah, I'm full of hay fever. At least I think it's hay fever. It might be whatever I picked up mingling with the great unwashed yesterday.
Is this drugs, like in a little packet that you've been sniffing at?
Oh, dear.
Yeah, sorry. What was that, Dennis?
No, nothing. Let's move on.
So, did you get the hay fever in London? Had spring arrived in London? Was that the reason?
Got back to the car yesterday. I sneezed about five times and I've not stopped since. So, maybe I'm allergic to Club Wembley, but a bit more of that later when we ask Dennis how he found his seats.
And how was the commute down, Dennis? You were there bright and early. I saw a little picture
brilliant.
Of you and Mrs. Waywell drinking champagne at the, 10 o'clock?
Yeah, it was all going really well at that point. You know, nice train journey, nice and relaxed. Didn't have to worry about driving back. Managed to get a French 75 for half price. When he looked confused, he didn't know what I was talking about. So I said, it's just a bit of sparkling wine and a lemon. We'll pay for that. Right. So I got undercharged. That was good. Lovely.
I must say, Mrs. Waywell looking lovely as ever, but Dennis, every time I see you, you're looking more lean.
Yeah,
you know, you're looking like an athlete these days almost.
Yeah, it's all my training that I do, you see. You know, I don't take a week off just because we've got a Wembley Cup final the following week, like maybe some of the players did last week. I'll bring that up.
Right, well, should we crack on then?
Whoa, hang on. Sorry. Let's just get a bit of balance here. Me and Sam have explained how we've done over there. Now, the last time I saw you, you were in what I can only describe as a dungeon of a toilet in Dubai. So can you please inform us what happened last night?
Well, I hooked up with Lee from Dubai. We eventually, the pub we were going to go to has had their dodgy box confiscated by the authorities last week. So we ended up in the one bar which seemed to have it on, which was an Irish bar. I couldn't find it. It's 38 degrees. I'm standing on the street, texting Lee. I'm already sweating up. Mm. And then we went to this Irish bar, which had the cricket, the rugby union final, and the league on. Although we did try and take the league off the big screen, but Lee was having none of it. So
excellent.
About £40 for two Stellas. looking at my bank balance this morning, I think we had about six or seven. So and I thought I was beating Lee. I'll come on to his bladder through the game. Looking at my timeline on my phone, I went into the toilet at 10:38.
Yes.
The bouncer took me out of the toilet at 1:45.
Right, it was a while then. I did wonder that, because every time I kept replying to your text message, you were still there.
Yeah. And Mrs. London was the same. She was worried where I was. But I made my way up. I was fine.
So, I showed Mrs. Sankey just one of the little clips she sent me, and she described it as harrowing.
I'm not sure which one.
Jesus Christ.
It was all happening. So, right, the team was And it's the team I wrote down a week ago. Nothing really changed. We all, I think, predicted what the team was going to be, and it turned out that way. So the team was Dufty, Thulis, Ty, King, Ashton, Williams. I've written down Drinkwater. Did Drinkwater play?
Yes.
He did. Harrison, Walker, Vaughan, Nicholson, Fitzgibbon, Curry? Was it Curry play, Sam? Did he play? Yeah.
I believe so, yes.
Interchange bench was Bollock, Musgrove, Crowther and Powell. Here's the highlights.
Conditions here today quite blustery 5 minutes before the match for some last minute predictions. We'll start with Sam. Sam, what do you think today?
We're still going to lose.
We're still going to lose.
Lose a close game.
Oh, you're so negative.
I am very negative.
It's because you're not drinking.
It's because I've never seen us beat Wigan in a final.
So Sam's not drinking. Clearly, that's the reason for that. So we've got two of your colleagues here who have joined you for the journey. Would you like to introduce them?
Yeah, well, first we've got Adam.
Adam?
Hello there. This is Adam White.
And Adam, prediction?
Prediction. 19-18 to the wire.
Oh, 19-18. Yeah. Why do you think Wigan have got a chance?
I think we're just going to flip it around from last week.
Oh, who's going to get the drop goal?
Drop goal, Dufty.
Dufty drop goal. That's unusual.
Yeah.
And Simon, we know you because you're the man with a broken arm. Yeah. And I like to see you've got a gauge on there like Nick Fozard. But what are your predictions for today, being that you're incapacitated?
Reasonably confident, I'm going 22-18 the wire.
22-18, positivity here, pre-match. This will all be bollocks by the time we get to half-time.
I don't know what he does there, Cooper. He's trying to wrap him up and get him round and catch him, and he slipped. Get on with the game.
That's ridiculous.
Well, there we are. Chris Kendall has made his call. Matt Peake, nonplussed. And a helter-skelter
and a little finger and I ride it. It's a high shot. It's a high shot there as well. So this will be interesting to see if it's consistency.
Let's have a look.
Right, there we go. Another sin bidding. Two inside 3 minutes. Sunset gets itself. Boy, it would mean a lot for Danny Walker, boyhood Warrington fan. And then offside, I think they jumped the gun here.
The referee adjudicated, but Jay Field and Liam Farrell were offside.
It's in French's hands. Pokes the kick. Eckersley! What a way! It's a Market Challenge Cup final appearance! Smith onto French! Dazzling from Bevan French! And Wigan strike again! Alabella's got a 70s head. Now Field waited for the pass for Farrell! That's trademark Farrell! Liam Farrell, the Wigan captain, batters his way to the line! And I kiss the colour of a constellation falling into play. Walker missed pass. Drinkwater to Williams. Now they're exposing some gaps here. Miskey on the back pedal. Dufty! Now the Warrington fans have something to cheer. Best piece of play of the match from those in primrose and blue. Picturesque without a catch in the light. The horizon tries, but it's just
not as kind on the eye. Final score, Warrington 8, Wigan 18. Attendance, 64,845. It was the biggest crowd for a Challenge Cup final at Wembley since 2017. I mean, where do we start, lads? Where do we start on this? Atmosphere good?
Yes. Yes, it was. Genuinely now, this is not a Mickey take. When you're in that Club Wembley ring, you are slightly detached from the riffraff.
I like it.
Well, it's not just that, but it's almost like you're watching it on TV, but with live surround sound, because it's just that little bit further away. So that would be my only criticism. But it looked good. It's It looked vibrant because one side is all primrose and blue and one side is all red and white. Mm. So there was definite marker between the stadium. And at least for the first 20 minutes, there was a game on.
Right. And there's no one above the Wembley ring now. That's just empty, is it? They don't even bother trying to sell any tickets.
Oh, no, on the side where they present the trophy.
Yeah.
What's this Wembley ring? Have I missed out on something?
Not been in the Wembley ring.
No.
I had tickets. I think we got tickets through PricewaterhouseCoopers. Or, I can't remember when it was now, but my brother had tickets from Pilkington's. We sat in the Wembley ring, I think, for about three or four of those finals.
What was your ring like last night?
Bit of sand on the line. This, I tell, this could be recorded. This could be recorded now. Got high surveillance in this country. I've got to be careful what I say.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Oh, I see. Right, now I'm with you. I've got you now. Right.
Yeah, excellent. From watching it on the TV, I mean, we had a couple of lads standing in front of us from Skelmersdale who looked like they were failures from The Apprentice. They're all out here trying to do real estate with their white teeth and silly haircuts and... You know, there's a certain look in Dubai going on. A lot of Botox, wherever you look.
Right. So,
yeah, it was a lot of that going on. So, and they kept referring to it as the derby. They didn't realise it was the cup final. So, okay. Right, well, first of all, who got sent off? Cooper.
Two things for me with this. Number one, I was delighted that Wigan lost a player. Early on, because that gives us an advantage. But if I'm going to be brutally honest, that is an absolute rubbish yellow card.
Mm.
And also, given if that had been in the first week of this season, he gets 10 games. Over the last 4 weeks, no one's even bothered with that.
Are you saying that we're inconsistent in the British Super League?
We are very inconsistent. So, yes, delighted that it gave us an advantage.
For 45 seconds.
Yeah, but if I'm going to be blunt, if that had happened to one of our players, cue what's about to happen to one of our players, I'd have been absolutely livid. It was a penalty, because in these days, it's up to you tackling not to hit the head of the opponent. But when the head of the opponent's falling to about 3 feet off the ground, it's very difficult to change.
And the head he hit was Josh Thewlis, wasn't it?
Yes, it took no time at all for the first concussion to happen.
Just making out of that, Josh Thewlis, 48th head concussion of the year. Excellent. Okay, bring that down. Right. And then we just decided Lee mentioned it in the intro. What was the game plan? What was the game plan? Because it was a mess.
How can you have a game plan when you're down to 12 players after 5 minutes on either side? You know, it disrupts it, doesn't it? So you've got another 10 minutes of what wouldn't be structured from a normal 13-on-13. So that's what disrupted it. Everybody around me was saying, and I was around some Wakefield players, so I'm sat further down than Sam.
Why are there always Wakefield fans at the Challenge?
They're everywhere.
They're always there.
They're everywhere. They were playing, though, in their game.
Oh, were they? All right, fair enough. Yeah. Right. You stay for that one?
And everybody was saying, no, I didn't. And everybody was saying, oh, the game's dying. You know, it's rubbish, this. And that was a general feeling. It was rubbish.
I think, I feel, and this is what frustrates me with refereeing, and it's not just in rugby league, it seems to be all referees. If he hadn't given Cooper 10 minutes, he wouldn't have given Dufty 10 minutes, because similarly, it was a high shot. It was worth a penalty, nothing else. But if he hadn't just got his yellow card out of his back pocket 1 minute before, he wouldn't have got it out again.
No. Mm. It's always been the same, hasn't it, in rugby league? The last 50 years, they always try and even things up when they can.
Yeah. But I do think that Lee... really almost encapsulated what I feared and what I was talking to our lads as we were going down. We were talking, how can we win it? And I was firmly of the opinion we had to respect possession against Wigan.
We didn't, did we?
And we didn't.
What do we don't know the stats, I presume, because they'll never publish them for the Super League, for the Challenge Cup.
And to be fair, I didn't have the heart last night. When I got home, I was going to run through at least the first half to see how many times we lost the ball. I didn't have the heart to do it and punish myself.
I watched a bit this morning, and the main thing I seemed to be watching was just players standing around because there'd been some form of penalty or there'd been a knock on, or like, it's very, very stop start.
Yes, yeah.
That was the feeling it got. Never got going. The two tries, first one, a nice little clever kick through for them to score. The second one, not sure where King was going.
No.
And then I think Jonathan Davis summed it up by saying it kind of forced the hand of French then to go back on the inside because there was no one really coming out from the scrum. I think Vaughan got there first.
Yeah.
It was poor.
I feel the first try almost made the second try. And by that, what I mean is we stood off French for that first try. Mm. And he stuttered forward maybe 5 or 6 metres before he put that little kick through. So there was no pressure on him.
Yeah.
And it's getting that balance into it, because what then happened for the second try, Tony King is obviously thinking, I've got to pressure French, and actually goes flying out and overcompensates.
Yeah.
And it's trying to find that balance. But he's a good player. Unfortunately, he is a very good player.
So if we look at our centre order now, I mean, I think we have a new number one centre, don't we, at the club now? I mean, I don't think Sam's going to be very... He's frowning already, but I'm saying our best centre now is Roderick Tye. What do you think, Dennis?
I could totally concur with that. I mean, I know you sent Sam a picture of Roderick Tye's
signed framed
picture of Roderick Tye's bicep, and I don't know where you've got it hung, Sam. I was just interested to where you're going to hang that now, being that he's our best centre.
I was just waiting. I just knew at some point, every episode between now and the end of the year, you're going to try and bait me with this.
I know I've found a new big fan of Roderick Tye. That's Lee in Dubai. Absolutely. Oh. On the edge of his, every time he got the ball, Lee was just...
Edge of his urinal.
Well, I was going to say edge of his seat, but we were actually propped up against the bar all night, which was my problem, because I thought I was fine until I actually left the bar. So at half-time score, Warrington only scored 2 points, but I had Lee Downer's 4 pisses at this stage.
Mm.
He was running with a ratio of 100% more pisses per point in the first half. Little bit in the second half, I thought he'd been for 7 pisses before the final hooter. He reckons 6. So I might go in and get some video for. I mean, I'm not actually not going to go back in there where I left the toilet. No, actually, I'm going nowhere near the place. No, forget that.
When he listens back to this, the poor lad is going to think, I am never going out with Rob Sunny London again.
Half time. It's disillusionment in what we've seen today. No forwards making any way, shape or form movement, standing off from defence, an absolute shower of shit. Mrs. Waywell, what do you think?
I don't even like the beer.
That's good enough for me.
So what was wrong with the beer? Mrs. Waywell didn't like the beer.
It's horrendous. I mean, if you ever want to see some efficiency, they've got 4 spouts spurting out Budweiser at the press of a button that don't fill the cups. And then they basically move them around. I thought, I'm not drinking out of that. There was all sorts of dead pints knocking about, this, that and the other. Sam's looking perplexed because obviously he's got silver service sat up where he is. Anyway, I said, let's have a Stella. And we don't like Stella, but it was in a can. So we thought, oh, this will be all right. But it just made us angry. It made us really angry.
Yeah. I'm very confused.
Why?
I'm very confused. There was a Camden Ales area where you could have. There was an Aperol Spritz area. There was a normal bar. You then went inside overlooking the new developments and the high-rises, looking out across Wembley, and there was wines and champagnes available.
Sam, I'm in a dungeon. I was like Mr. London. I was stuck in a dungeon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think where Mr. London was unloading, Liam, you know, and Mr. London were unloading their urine, it was basically coming out the pipes where I was getting it. So, yeah, it wasn't worth having. Anyway, that analysis really did sum it up. Those two tries, you could just see they're not moving up. And I think there's apprehension, two things. One, it's getting that balance that Sam's mentioned. Two, bit of a lack of aggression nowadays, I think, in terms of, you know, making yourself known, more physical and stuff, because, you know, two players have been sent off earlier in the half, and I think that affects what we're seeing. And, you know, Sam Burgess isn't an aggressive player, is he, you know, in his career? And
Have I got that right?
No, I haven't, have I? But, you know, it wasn't coming through yesterday. It was a bit of a mess, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, second half, I think there was a little bit of a contentious issue that fell into the game, and that was just before Farrell scored. Watching it back this morning again, there seemed to be a clear knock on by the Wigan winger.
Yeah.
He didn't give it. We would have had the ball down their end, or it maybe would have given a double knock on because maybe King got a hot hand of it on as well. But from that, missing that, they go and score. Farrell goes downfield and scores. So hard done by.
Yeah, we were really confused because that was right in front of us. That was exactly, we were on the side and it happened right below us. And it just looked, I've not looked at it again.
Could you see that from behind your hummus and dips? Like, could you actually see that?
Yes. Jesus. Yeah, I'd put my hummus down. Because I wasn't drinking, the cup holder in where my seat was, I'd put my hummus and carrot sticks, batons in there.
Carrot batons.
So he did knock it on, didn't he? There's no way that...
Well, it looked like it. I couldn't understand it. And then when he did score the try, it took me all the way back to the grand final when he did exactly the same against us, I think, off a Williams pass, although double-checked.
And Farrell is what, 48 now? Is that how old Farrell?
49. It was his birthday last week.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then eventually, towards the end, we do play a little bit of structure. We get Dufty on the outside and we score, make it look easy that we've been doing sort of all season, but just never got the ball down there, did we? It was poor.
Too many mistakes.
Do you know, having watched it back a bit this morning, I didn't watch it all, but I watched a bit of the second half. I thought our best forward was Musgrove.
Yes. Yeah. Mm.
I thought he had the size to knock them back, whereas Harrison didn't. Vaughan was okay. Vaughan's Vaughan. We lost Fitzgibbon, Crowther goes off. But I thought we looked solid with Musgrove and Powell on the field. I thought we took them on a bit more. And it was just a shame that they scored that third try, because I think if we'd have scored first in the second half, I think we could have done it.
I don't disagree there. Although I think 10 points to 2 at half-time flattered us a little. But we were still in touch. And as you say, if you score first, list your team, it puts a bit of doubt in the opposition. But it was a key moment, that. What did it feel like around you, Dennis? Or were you too busy trying to avoid having beer thrown at you?
Well, you know what? It was just disillusionment, I think. I don't think Wigan were particularly that great. I think they just played, you know, a game of rugby, I think. It just shows you, we just had a real, it was rubbish. But the thing is, I suppose, you're right, if we would have scored, it would have made a better game. And I think it just felt like everything was lost at this point, and we just couldn't get back into it. And I think that was the most disappointing thing. And I think that's reflected in what was said in Sam Burgess's comments as well.
Yeah.
Is that it's just a shame we didn't perform on the day, because it just didn't feel competitive to me. And being that we've done so well, I mean, we beat St. Helens so emphatically. And to put that type of performance on at Wembley, it must be really disappointing. I can deal with a loss, but I think in the manner of it was just awful.
Sam Burgess said, this is not a setback for us, it's a step forward. We had 12 players out there who had never played in a final before. I'm disappointed for the players. We put a lot of effort in getting here, but we just didn't get our game going. The occasion probably got to us a tiny bit. By the time we got into it, it was a bit too late. Next time we get there, We'll have 12 players with experience who have felt that emotion and pressure. We'll only be better for that. Again, spoke very well at the end, I thought, in what he said. Sorry, just bear with me a second. I'm just going to get a glass of water.
Welcome to a natural water spring, infused with history. A water that began 5,000 years ago, beneath the Halliwell Jones. Gradually transformed by the rich minerals absorbed on its path, and a toxic pipe linked back to Wilder's pool. With an abundance of carbon dioxide, providing acidity that provides an experience greater than any grapevine. Bottled directly from the source, and not from the overflowing drains on the Tesco car park. Today's water sources.
The next station is Wembley Park. The Jubilee line is part suspended in both directions between Finchley Road and Waterville due to a signal failure. Please use an alternative route.
Josh. Capital Water. That's right, I wouldn't drink it. It's been round the system 4 times.
Well, it's been round the taps, boys, 4 times. Now, Lee was a fan of Josh Drinkwater. I've noticed on the What Bevan group, he's a couple of times he's supported him, but last night his favouritism wavered for Josh. We don't think Josh is the answer. We also don't, unfortunately, think Leon Hayes is the answer. We came up with 3 players we thought we were missing. We think we're missing a big prop. We think we're missing a scrum half. And we think we're missing a winger of size.
Well, I don't know about the winger of size. One thing that did stand out for me yesterday is Ashton was taking the ball up more than the forwards. He was like, you know, always looking for it, always running on the inside. And I think in the past 2 seasons, he's definitely physique has aided that in terms of, you know, meters gained.
I'm thinking more the other wing.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with that.
Very brave, but I'm just not sure he's big enough to be out there every week, head knocks like that.
So if we look at yesterday, rather than all teams around the world, if we look just at yesterday, if you were to put Harry Smith in at number 7 in our team, if you were to put, is it Miski or Miski? Miski, isn't it? The big right winger.
One who knocks on and gets away with it, that one.
Yeah, on our team. And if pick any of their forwards in place of who or whom? In place of Philbin or Harrison or...
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, just one of them. Just think we need a bit more weight out there.
Yeah. Or is it weight or is it just aggressive running?
Well, I think it's size. I think it's physicality because Musgrove looks big when he takes the ball forward and Vaughan does. But a few of them are a little bit lighter, aren't they?
Bullock is very up and down. Some weeks I think he looks the real deal and some weeks he doesn't. So if you got the best Joe Bullock you could week in, week out, that would be it. But he's up and down, isn't he?
We've talked about Bullock for too long now to say that he's ever going to come good. He's good occasionally. And then sometimes he disappears. Right, well, there we have it. There we have it, lads. Onwards and upwards might not be a bad thing that we've lost. We might sort of pick ourselves up and go better.
Predictions.
We can predict the future. Or resist the inevitable urge to try.
Good afternoon to you. Earlier on today, apparently, a woman rang the BBC and said she heard that there's a hurricane on the way. Well, if you're watching, don't worry, there isn't.
I'll predict Warrington, but can I do it with a caveat, please?
Hello, it's Hal here. I hope, even though Wire lost, you had fun in London. If it's any consolation, I really enjoyed ABBA Voyage concert. Mamma mamma mia, I just couldn't stop swinging my big silicon tits like a dancing queen. Anyway, on to Salford at home and my prediction. Warrington will be suffering from the cup final blues. However, they will pick themselves up and sneak a win, scoring 58% of the points. See you all soon. Oh, and has anyone seen my glitter-studded 4-inch heel platform boots?
Well, there you have it. Prediction. Hal going for a 58% victory. I've not looked at yesterday's predictions yet, Sam. I think you probably took the most points out. I don't know how many you got.
Sadly, I did. Sadly.
Yeah, thought so. There you go. So, we've got the sort of Wembley Blues. Will we recover from the hangover? Can you see us winning this one, Dennis? We've got Salford at home this Friday, 8 p.m. kickoff at the Halliwell Jones.
I think so. I think that this is the test of the Sam Burgess effect, because I think the difference we should see in a team that is under a different regime and a different sort of targeting a different type of resilient team, then we should be bouncing back. And I don't think that what happened last week should feed into it. So I do think that we should win, and I'm putting us down for a 60. What am I doing here? 68%. That's not 40 either, is it? 73% winning margin. Thanks.
If we stay on here for another 5 minutes, it'll be up to 99.9. 73, did you say, Dennis?
He's caught it.
Arabian yes. Hate Beaver. Oh, my goodness. Right, Sam, what are you going for, mate?
Well, first of all, isn't it nice that we've got Hal back actually speaking some sense rather than that condescending Wilderspool lean?
Careful. Bulls have ears.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yes.
Hang on a minute. I thought it was only me and Rob who was sort of against the female side of it. And there you are, pulling it out again.
Don't bring me into this.
But I think Dennis has just mentioned it. Hal mentioned it. This is a big game. This is a big game because to lift yourself up from the disappointment of yesterday.
Yep.
I am thinking we will bounce back. I think it will likely be a scrappy game, and I'm hoping we're going to come out just on the right side of it, 55.5%, or so 56%, 20 points to 16.
You're changing it now. You're going up, aren't you, in increments of 0.5?
56% you're going, are you, Sam?
56%, because we're going to round it. We're not doing points.
All right. Well, I think that we might have a few players out, which we maybe...
Yeah, I think we will.
Might be a few out, but I think we'll also win. So Sam's gone, you've gone 56. Is Hal part of the prediction now? If he gets the closest, does he get the most points?
He does.
He does, right. What's he gone for? 58 point something, hasn't he? Right. I'm going tactical now. I'll go 59%. That gives me a 14% margin before Dennis kicks into play. Hang on, because I've given Sam then the rest. What have you gone for, Sam?
56%.
I'll go for 55.99%.
You can't have that. I went for 55.5. So you can have the same. Are you going to go the same as me?
What did you go? 55.
I think we're going to win 20 points to 16, which is 55.5%.
Right. I'll go 54% then.
Okay.
I'll get that whole margin below him. Okay, that's it. We'll be back for another micro pod soon. But until then, it's a little wave from Sam.
Goodbye.
A mini see you later from Dennis.
Good seeing you.
And a tiny goodbye from me. You've been listening to What Would Brian Bevan Say? Oh, fucking hell.
Are you going to tell us how your ring is now?
Tell you, I left the pub about 1 o'clock. I must have walked down the road for a minute, got a tap on the shoulder, girl carrying me phone, left it in the toilet, gave it me that.